USA Radio News.
Very early this morning, President Donald Trump welcomed home three Americans that were being held in North Korea. Mac Thornberry is the House Armed Services Committee chairman. He said this is a great step for North Korea, but there's still a long way to go.
Kim Jong-un knew he had to do something different. He was losing in the court of world opinion. So the question is this just a temporary PR stunt, or will he permanently and verifiably be willing to give up his nuclear arsenal?
The White House today blamed Iran for an exchange of rocket and missile strikes between Israel and the Islamic regime's outposts in Syria. Amber Smith is a former deputy assistant to the Secretary of Defense. She says it's good to see Israel sticking up for itself.
This is the first time that Israel has been attacked directly, not through a proxy from Iran. I think everyone is rightfully pleased with Israel's response to the attack.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
An E. coli outbreak blamed on romaine lettuce is still spreading, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The CDC issuing a Thursday report that reveals the outbreak has spread to 29 states, most recently to Florida, Minnesota, Texas, and North Dakota. One person's died, 148 others getting sick from it, including 64 people who've had to be hospitalized. The CDC has not released any new information about the Yuma, Arizona area farms, though, which may be connected to that contaminated lettuce or how it entered the food stream. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos has moved to make it easier for faith-based entities to qualify for government grants and student aid by taking aim at regulations that go too far in restricting religious participation. Faith-based institutions cheered the announcement by DeVos, a conservative Christian with a long record of supporting public education reform as well as religious schools through her family foundation. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Today, President Donald Trump welcomed home three Americans that were freed by North Korea. Shortly after that, Vice President Mike Pence sat down with Andrea Mitchell on the Today Show and was asked about what it was like to be there when the plane arrived with the three Americans who were recently freed from North Korea.
Andrea, it was an incredibly powerful moment to see the President and the First Lady bring three Americans back to freedom. And it was all a direct result of the strong and clear leadership that President Trump has provided on the world stage in this moment. Think about how far we've come in the last year.
Vice President Pence is then asked why the sudden change of heart by the North Koreans.
Well, I think from very early in this administration, President Trump changed the policies of the United States from an era of strategic patience with North Korea to move toward the kind of campaign that would bring economic and diplomatic pressure to bear while reserving all other options. To see these three Americans come off the plane, we hope it is a sign that this is a real opportunity to achieve peace on the Korean Peninsula. But we'll continue to move forward in a way that engages. We have a date set, we have a location set, that'll be forthcoming very soon. But today we appreciate Kim Jong-un's efforts.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.